DJW Mobile.
I'm Gerald TR.
How are you and Bernice doing? Are you about to turn the corner on it?
For asking, yes. I still have the cough pretty bad. But it's progressing slowly. I haven't had an antibiotic, and I think that's the reason, and that's just because that's about the only thing that ever helped me due to my previous lung complications. But feel pretty lucky, if you want to call it that. Mine started day before New Year's, or maybe 2 days before, so hopefully we're out of the darkest portion of it. Bernice is doing really good.
At least one of you is doing good. It's not half as bad when one of you is doing good and the other one's not. That's why Amy and I have been able to do it. We're either both mildly impacted or one of us is severe and the other one is not. So that's good. You can help each other out. Well, I hate it happened, but that's about right. What's today, the 11th or something like that, 12th? And when we had it, it was about a 13 to 15-day ordeal.
That was my next question. Thank you, sir. I'm going to put a star on the wall for you if that holds up. Excuse me. On the brighter side, received a new microphone for the ICOM 208 like we got years ago. That one downstairs started fraying up near the mic. And I hurried up. I didn't realize that it was a DIN plug, but those are kind of a booger to fix, but I can. So I seen the new ones on Amazon for $19.95, and so I got one. And it'll fit both the upstairs and downstairs radio. And they had the mic cords for about $10, so I just ordered both of them, and they just come in today.
Well, for another dozen years, right? maybe not quite that much. I forget how old mine was in my car. Amy got it for me at the Waynesville Ham Fest many, many years ago, at least a decade ago, maybe more. And I think it was this past year. It had so many pieces of heat shrink tubing on that part that you're talking about where it gets frayed. I just decided to go swap it out for another mic. I won one at that same Ham Fest a few years later, and it's running digital, so I don't need the mic on it, so I stole its mic. I swapped them out. I gave it the old worn-out mic, and I took its mic that's never been used.
Well, these have been really, knock on wood, great radios, Dave. I remember buying you a mic and me a mic one time when I spotted them on eBay. But they were just as cheap on Amazon now, not like eggs, for example, costing $4 a dozen. I figured the mics would be higher, but they weren't. And that's funny. I heard a guy on the radio this morning say that he bought eggs at Aldi's for $1.11 last year, and they're $4 now. Yeah, thank God we got some chickens. That's one expense we don't have. And besides that, they're better. But half of them aren't laying and half of them are, but it's still enough for Bernice and I and the kids. By the way, the kids are enjoying 76 degrees and sunny down in Universal Studio today.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
There was a long line. When I say long line, I mean tens of miles long. When we were going down to Fort Myers to get into that place, getting off the highway and getting into that place, and from both directions. Some of them thought they could go down the highway and come back up and get into it quicker, and no, that didn't work either. That's just a high-demand place. But I saw this thing on social media that had chicken eggs in plastic bags that were tied up, and it had a pimp who had a chain around his neck, and it had a sign on there saying, $3 for 3 eggs. That's the new drug, is chicken eggs. They're so high now. Go ahead, Rusty, W4DJW.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, Tom. Yeah, eggs are high. I had to pay almost an arm and a leg, just the arm, the other day to get a dozen eggs because what I had been in my refrigerator too long and they were starting to... They went bad because two I cracked didn't smell good, so I just got rid of all of them. But anyway... Good afternoon to both of you. Headed out out to the grocery store, got to go pick some items up, and things like milk and that I've run out of, and other, a few other essential items for the house, and just out and about, and flipped the radio on, heard you two talking. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, Rusty. I don't know what time it is, 12:33. This is in 0TR. And, David's pretty crazy on eggs because that's, it's like milk. It's a necessity. One of the craziest things I've heard lately is they're wanting to ban natural gas. I don't get it. Where are we going to get the power from the grid? And I don't want to go into politics, but just as a necessity, where are we going to get the power from the grid? It's just not there. And I don't know. Even solar cells have a finite life, but I guess they'll figure it out. Maybe this fusion thing will solve everything. They figure about 10 years for that. That would be a real blessing, wouldn't it, Dave?
You know, if you don't ever try anything, you won't ever know anything. So you have to try things even if it's wrong. That's called research and development. So you can't blame anybody for trying something. To do something different than what the same old is never going to make progress. That's why the fishermen over in France used to get mad because things would change and they'd dump their fish in the streets. And that's just childish. That never solved anything. So they got to try stuff. And I don't know who they are. They want to do this, they want to do that. I don't ever know who they are. But I know that the fusion, rather than fission, is the way to go. If they can replicate it. They already proved they can replicate it. So it wasn't just somebody made a bad placement of the decimal point. That wasn't it. It's the real deal. So hopefully they can turn that into something that we can all use, and all the rest of the arguing and bickering over energy is moot. It doesn't mean anything when that happens. Go ahead, Rusty.
All over that stuff doesn't make any sense at all anyway, because it just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to settle anybody and have anybody settle. Came by, saw a blue light coming up on Anderson Mill Road over here, and reason being is two box trucks that had a wreck, and one of them was off the road into the ditch, into the fence that was next to the road. The other one was off into the entrance to a housing development, and the highway patrolman was sitting there investigating it, I guess, and going to charge somebody. I guess they'll do that. But one of the trucks has done it. Definitely have to have a tow truck to be moved because its left front area is all tore up and its wheel is laying at an angle. That left front wheel is laying at an angle, so I don't think he's going to drive that anytime soon. Anyway, on my way to the grocery store, got to pick up a few essentials, milk and a few other items, but, just to get things back to going. And, Tom, I hope you and Bernice are doing better, and you sound a whole lot better today than when I talked to you the other day. Go ahead, Tom. WUDT Mobile.
Our stationary. Well, thank you, Rusty. I appreciate your blessings there. Dave, on the energy thing, which is interesting to me, and like you said, it's interesting that Toyota, and by the way, the kids got a van to go to Orlando, and it's a hybrid, and they seem to be, I haven't heard reports yet, but pretty happy with what the specs and that were on it, and those Toyota Sienna vans are lovely. I wouldn't want one, but they got two big kids, two big boys, and then mom and dad. So that ought to be a joy to them down there. But Toyota came out the other day and said, hey, we're not going to put all of our eggs in one basket, which, that's sensible. And they said that what they're looking at was two different things, and I can't remember. One of them being hydrogen. And, I think the other one was fuel cells. But I thought hydrogen was very limited, and I can't remember what process you get that from and how available something like that is, Dave. Do you know?
So I got to unload. But I know BMW's got one of those, too, and they're trying it as well. So there might be something promising to it. There are a few places you can go to refuel with hydrogen now. Not near as many as electric, not near as many as gas. But I know BMW is working on those too, on that, and they're working on that sulfur battery as well. So all kinds of things in the work. Anyway, I got to get out and unload. I have a full truck from the attic, still empty in the attic out. Catch you guys in just a few minutes. W4DJW.
Don't fall in while you're throwing stuff in. They might not pull you out. Anyway, and on with time. I guess that means since you're stationary, you're sitting at home instead of out on the road. And probably a good thing, because it looks like it's about ready to start raining again. It's sprinkled a little bit earlier. And they did such a good job of cleaning out my drain underneath my driveway the other day that if it rains again, I'm going to have the same problem, because all they did was, on one side, they dug a hole that they could run their pipe down into so they could flush out the drain pipe and out the other side, but they didn't clear away any of the dirt, the gravel, the other, and all the leaves that are there blocking it. So when it washes down again, it's going to wash those that are still standing there down into that hole, clog it up again, and then flood the front of my yard again and wash it away some more. So I'm not too happy with the job they did the other day, because I'm going to call them back this afternoon and let them know. But anyway... And also, I guess you and Bernice are doing all right then, and hopefully things are getting better for you, and that you are starting to feel a lot better, okay?
Again, Rusty, I think I'm having a little trouble, just, let's say, 1% on my thinking at times. Chad was over here yesterday, and I was checking out some big, huge hockey puck SCRs. I've worked on bigger, but these were nice size. They go on a 375 amp welder, and I was coughing so dang much, and put a mask on, and I just couldn't quite get my head together on it, but he's got a unique problem that is, I've seen it before, but it's rare. But at any rate, there was something else I was going to tell you. I think it was related to energy, but I lost it, and that's what I mean. I'm my short-term memory is affected a little bit by this crap, and I don't like it. Oh, I know what it was. I heard that in Greenville stopping recycling. And I just wondered, I'll have to ask Dave, he's up there, and that's the same one we go to, it's just 2 miles north of us. Does that mean they're going to stop recycling there too? Bernice always keeps the cardboard and paper separate and the plastic separate, and they got these big bins for it. And while she goes over there and puts it in there, and then once in a while, like the other day, we had a microwave, and of course, we throw that out in the metal bin, but I just wonder if they're going to stop doing it there, too, because there's quite a few people go up there that recycle.
Until you don't know what they're doing these days, and it's always something to make you think. Well, I'm about to get into a place where I'm not going to be able to hear you, because I'll be put down here in front of the Publix door, and when I get down here close to this building, it also blocks the repeater. So I'll catch you in a little bit, Tom. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Did you work that Crozet Island that was on the other day?
Negative.
Well, you know, I didn't think it was that important. I didn't know, but I finally went to the website. I heard him one night, and the next night I worked him, but as far as I can see on Club Log, there was only 2,409 contacts on CW, so that was a good snag. I had him on sideband, but I never had him on CW, so I was, and he confirmed it, so I was very pleased, because there was a zillion CW signals in there. It was an impossibility, but boy, he responded clearly. So I feel pretty blessed there, especially the way I've been feeling. All right, have fun out there and be safe. WU2T and 0TR73.
Okay, Tom, we'll catch up to you later. I didn't park as close to the building today, so I can still get in. Anyway, send me some info on that. I'll see if maybe I can work the guy and get on there. Talk to you later. WU2T clear.
He's just a one-man expedition, Ariel said. And looked like he just had a TS-590 set up down there. It's a little island 2,500 miles south of South Africa. Very, very remote. I'd worked him years ago, and I got a card from it, but I haven't looked it back up. But at any rate, Ariel said he operated it just any time he wanted, and so there's no set schedule, so it's pretty difficult. I got him on 20 meters about 10 o'clock at night on 14031. Good luck, W2T and 0TR.
W4DJW, mobile again.
I was telling Rusty I worked at Crozet Island, and I didn't realize that it was that much of a catch, and I worked him very clearly the other night on 20 meters on CW, but when I looked it up, it said there had only been 2,409 contacts on CW, and then quite a few on that FT8, but I guess I got pretty lucky. I'd worked him years ago. But one guy, man, the ship he went down there on was big. They showed pictures of it on the website. It's FT8 Whiskey, I think it's the call. And Ariel said, oh, yeah, that was a good one. And he said he has no set schedule and that it's a one-man expedition. And I looked at that island on the satellite. Holy Toledo, it's... 2,500 and some miles. It's not as far as Heard Island, but you don't miss it by far.
Pay your Greer Club dues. I have yet to figure out. I go years without paying it because I have yet to figure out if you don't go to the meeting, how do you pay the dues?
Well, I think you send it to Matt, and if you find out, send me a text. That's what I did last year, and Matt is very good. I sold him an amplifier years ago, and he's just a real nice guy. WG4MC, I think it is, Dave, you know. Maybe we can just go to QRZ and look up his address there and send it to him. But I don't know if he's still the treasurer or not, Dave.
Might be another, like a post office box in Greer or something like that, but I guess not. So I'm not the only one that does not know how to. I was going to go to their meeting, but I had an airplane meeting that was pushed out a week because of the holiday, the New Year's holiday. So, and it collided with the Greer Club meeting, so I didn't make it. Maybe I'll try to make the next meeting and pay it then. I don't know. Or talk to Matt. This is Thursday. He should be calling the net tonight.
I'll try to listen. I take my shower a little bit before then. I try to get in there, but sometimes I'm late. But everybody's been very gracious, even if I check in out of order. That's the good thing about that net. And they're always happy to get everybody. And I know I sent it to Matt last year, and I got to do that. Religious about getting my brewer's dues in for the last 13 years or so, but I like to stay ahead of that, and even though I don't go, I, with my medical conditions and that, and as dense as the COVID is right now, I'm not going to get around any crowds.
The Zoom meeting, I think, I heard another club's doing that too. Both, I think that was Sid's club. They're doing both the Zoom meeting and the on-site. So people that can't make it there can make the club meeting. You should be getting emails about that.
I do, but you know me and my computer skills. And then also the paranoia. I've always heard that Zoom was a security risk. What do you think?
Well, the only way to be absolutely sure that your computer is safe is not to turn it on. That's the only way. Just leave it turned off and it will be safe, guaranteed 100%. Anything less than that, you're at risk.
Smart Alec. I was going to put a star on the wall for you, but that just negated that.
Well, just turn it off. If you're not going to use it, don't use it. Just turn it off. I mean, if you're going to use it just for a logger, I guess that's okay. But you can't be so paranoid about it that you don't get any benefit from it.
Okay. No, I just had heard that a long time ago. But you're correct. But in another case, you're a bloody genius when it comes to getting those things out if you'd happen to acquire one. I saw what it took to get one out. I got the Matrix one time when I was up in Kansas. And, we had to sit there and delete those files one at a time and quarantine them. And it took hours to get it out of my computer. That's where the paranoia come from.
Okay, well, that does explain. My whole career, I did battle with systems administrators. If you're a developer, your arch enemy is the system administrator. If you're a system administrator, the arch enemy is the developer. So I take the side of less caution because I used to tell the administrators, I say, okay, if you're going to lock it down to where it's useless, then let's just turn the thing off. Let's just not use it at all. And their job is to do both. Their job is to make it so that the developers are unable to do their job, but the thing is safe at the same time. Sometimes the paranoid ones will try to, push down on the developers and say, no, you can't do that. And then the developers have to push back and say, yes, I can. That's what I'm here for. Anyway, Tom, Maggie is chomping at the bit to get out of the car because we're back from the transfer station, so I'm going to jump out. But if I figure out how to pay GARC dues, I'll let you know. N0TRW4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Okay, Dave. I heard Greenville was going to stop taking plastics and cardboard in that. Maurice always recycles. Have you heard anything about that as far as these transfer sites go?
I just went by there, and I don't see the electronics component thing anymore. And one of the guys, when I was going to throw some electronic equipment in there, said only computers or TVs, nothing else. Okay. So I know they must be cutting back because I don't even see it there at all anymore for computers and TVs. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I mean, if they don't, then we just throw it in the trash bin, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a shame, but I think economically feasible it become not. All right, Dave. Very nice talking to you this morning. And look forward to hearing you on that, and I'll get my dues paid. W4DJW, N0TR, clear. Well, or good afternoon, N0TR.
Yeah. The strangest thing is, I was talking to the mic trying to get you, but I was on the on another repeater. It didn't work. You know, it's one of those dual band things. They'll teach me. hope you're feeling better. You sound like you still got a little bit of issue with a cough or a cold or something.
The cough has been terrible. We had no fever, Bill. Bernice had 100.5 one day about New Year's, so we're out of that stage anyways. I never did run a fever, but with my background in lung problems and that, it always goes to my lungs, and I've been having a terrible time sleeping and coughing and all of that crud. By the way, did you try or did you work Crozet this time?
The second day they were on, I got them. Thank goodness. There's another one coming in, coming up is Beauvais. That's the second most wanted. Crozet, whatever you want to say. was the third most. So Beauvais is supposed to be on somewhere around the 25th, 26th, something like that. That's another big one, Howard.
It was coming up, but 25th or 26th. Well, I'd worked Crozet before, and I know I got a card down there from it on 20 sideband, so I really wasn't all that interested, especially not feeling good. And then I heard some people talking about it, and I thought, well, I seen him spotted about 3 nights ago. It was on 20 meters, and it was really late, like 10:30 or something like that. Well, I'll go listen anyways, you know, and I looked at the band scope, and not much of a signal there, but I could hear him clearly. And then the next night, I thought, well, I'll see what I can do on the split. Most of the guys were split about 1, 2, or 3 KCs, and I just knew he was up there about 5. And, gosh, I don't think I tried 3 times, and I was beginning to think pirate. But then it confirmed on Club Log. Now, it says he hadn't registered or something with him, and so you couldn't donate and get a card. So you might fill me in on that. But it says he does Logbook of the World. But when I looked it up on the website, Bill, it said there was only 2,409 CW contacts. Heck, there was that many on the other night, it looked like to me, on the scope.
Yeah, I looked this morning. I think he's worked almost 1,100 unique calls, but he's had almost 20,000 QSOs. And he was complaining on his Twitter, not that I normally get Twitter, but he was complaining there that about all the dupes. People aren't going up and looking on Club Log to check whether or not they're in the log. So evidently, there must be a lot of people just calling him multiple times, even after they made a contact. But registration's not the problem with Club Log or Logbook of the World. That's not the issue with him. The issue was he didn't have any QSL cards printed. And sometime this week, it could have been today. I checked today. They hadn't changed anything on his Club Log site. But today, tomorrow, sometime in, he said it's like in 2 or 3 days that they're supposed to have gotten the cards from the printers. And once they have that, then they're going to open up Club Log for the online QSL service. And we'll be able to, you know, go up there and confirm it ourselves with his log. And then they'll start processing the QSL cards. And I hope what they'll do is immediately confirm it on Logbook of the World. You know, a lot of them do that. They'll go ahead and LOTW, then you'll get the card later. Anyway, that's what I hope. Let's see, and with Beauvais, that will give me 332 current countries. So I'll be on the honor roll. Anyway, but I'm not actually there because I don't have the confirmations yet on 2, although I've worked them. I had them confirmed, but not on Logbook of the World. N0TR, N4IQ.
Well, thanks for that information, Bill, and congratulations. Are you on sideband and CW on a roll now?
No, I'm on mixed. I'll probably never get on CW or sideband. I'm on mixed.
Those last 30 or so are a booger. I never did go for numbers when I was up in Kansas so many years. And I kind of got off for about 2 or 3 years. But then the guys got me excited down here, so I started doing that again. And I just got 302, but 290 I got on CW. I'd like to get 300 on CW. That would be nice, but I got the 302 on mixed, and I'm proud of that. Not everybody's got that, but wow, to get to honor all, that's something that people don't realize. You just got to be alive and there when the sunspots are right and the propagation's there. Well, he had a nice signal the other night from Crozet, 14031 is where I worked him at, Bill, and it was about 10:30 at night. I'm going to guess. I'm upstairs, so I can't look at the log. But, you know, usually lately 20 meters is dead that time of day. I send 0TR.
Well, if you look at the propagation charts, that is the end of the, you know, the propagation chart showed for 30 and 20 meters, those are the best bands for FT8WW, and it's between about 5 p.m. and 9 p.m., and maybe a little bit later, you know, because they're not, there's some leeway in those charts, but that's when you would expect it for Crozet, and you look during the rest of the day, it's just hardly nothing. I think I've got almost 300 confirmed on CW, but I don't have 331. I've got, I've got 342 actually, if you include everything on DXVC, but if you take away the deleted, then it's, right now I've got 341 confirmed. All right, well, and all that was done, I didn't use any remotes, which I don't believe in. I don't think you do either, but a lot of people use remotes or they call up your buddy and he's got a 50-foot tower and you work them that way. All mine were worked on wire antennas and at my house with my equipment, and that's, I wouldn't do it any other way. It wouldn't mean anything. That's just my opinion, and everybody else can do whatever they want. N0TR, N4IQ.
It's N0TR. Well, that's what I call Rouse's rules, and I'm old-fashioned, redneck, and narrow-minded, I guess somebody said one time, but that's the way I feel about it, so it's Bill's rules, too. Duping things, Bob and I used to go around and around about that in D7J, and you always got to get the insurance one. Well, no, because there's a lot of folks that like to work Crozet, and if you really hear that CW signal and you know you got it, or whatever mode, I don't see doing that. And I love Bob, don't get me wrong, but I don't consider it ethical, and that's why that guy's complaining down there on Crozet, and I don't blame him. It looks like he's got a TS-590, and you might tell me if that's correct or not, Bill, and just a one-man operation, so that'd get awful frustrating. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, and Tom and whoever else is in there, I'm back on the road again. Quick shop to the grocery store, and $26 lighter in my pocket, but that's what it is. And hello, Bill. Good afternoon to you. I got to find somebody to realign 40 meters on that amp that I got from you. I don't know how to do it, and don't know anybody around here that does unless you know somebody, because I can tune it up on every band but 40 right now. Oh, well, that's what it is. Anyway, W2T, go ahead, Tom.
I'll send it over to Bill. It's his turn.
Okay, Bill, pick it up.
It's probably not an alignment thing. There's nothing line on it. It's maybe a component or a switch has gone bad. But now I lost my train of thought. In the case of this guy, this Frenchman, you know, he's uploading almost every day after he makes his contacts. So there's no excuse not to look on Club Log. You don't have to be a member of Club Log, and he's got it on a couple sites where you can actually check if you're in his log. and he says it everywhere on the internet, Nit. Check to see if you're my log before you call again. See, I don't. There's no excuse to call him again if you're already in his log and if you're checking. I can see calling twice if people are not doing it. They don't have the internet upload. That might be a safe thing to do, but not do it three or four times. But anyway, you can probably tell I'm pulling my driveway. Anyway, you guys take care, and Rusty, good luck with your amplifier. I know that's frustrating. So I'm going to turn it over to Tom. I'll listen if you can hear me, but I've got to go. N0TR N4IQ.
Fine business on all, Bill. Yeah, I think we're getting some tropospheric ducting because your signal was still good. It faded just a teeny bit there at the last. I think he was pulling down under the trees. Well, yeah, that's my beliefs too, Bill. And like I said, it looked like he was running a 590, which made me awful proud. He didn't have a fancy setup by any means. He's just a little Frenchman down there on a tiny island. I've worked Antarctica many, many times, but I've only worked them once, I guess, on Crozet years ago, and I don't know what year. I'm going to have to go look that up. Take care, Bill. Give him dogs a hug and say hi to Elaine in 73, N4IQ and 0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Okay, let me break in just real quick. Yeah, that's a 590, and he actually took two 590s with him in case one gave up the ghost. So he took two 590s with him, and he's just using a vertical. It's a tall vertical, but he's just using a vertical, 200 watts. I would say he's doing pretty darn good. I'd be worn out by now if I were him. Okay, go ahead, take it, Rusty, N4IQ.
Get on and try to work the guy. I haven't been doing a lot of online being on the radio here lately, just when I had to call Nance or something like that, because some days you feel like doing it, some days you don't. And I've had a lot of don't days this last month, so anyway, but that's the way things go. But I'll have to get on and see when he's spotted and see if I can get on there and work him and all, but I'd like to get him in my log and get him there on CW. And I'm like you, Tom. If you work him once, if you work someone once, you're in their log, check their log before you go back there and try working them again. If you make contact, don't take up bandwidth if you don't really need it. So anyhow, I guess they do enough of, they make him mad enough, he'll quit working for a while, and then people will wonder what they did, and, or they won't wonder, because they'll figure it out, and then they won't bother doing it, because they won't try to. Anyway, I'm almost back to the house. I'm probably about, 3 minutes away from there. Go ahead, Tom, W2T.
N0TR. You're quite correct, and I've seen that happen. Guys will get on there and they'll be going and they just get so dang frustrated, they just quit transmitting and then everybody loses. And I just never have believed in doing it. And like Bill said, the guy, I looked the next day and I in no way hardly ever use Club Log except to donate, you know, if you want a card. And that's rare for me anymore, but he confirmed it the very next day. And Ariel said, he said, well, you got him then, if it's on there. And that's really commendable on his part because, oh, wow, it's a mess. Now, FYI, Bill said the vocab says that the propagation would be between 5 and 9 o'clock on 30 meters or 20 meters. I've seen him on FT8 at 10, oh gosh, he was up or above where CW usually is, Rusty. 10.046 or something like that. Anyways, he's been on both bands, but I saw him two nights on 20, and then he wasn't there at all last night.
What storm conditions or something down where he is? And I'm hoping, I want to work him on CW. I'm trying to work more people on either voice or CW. I haven't been on FT8, but maybe twice in the last month. So, and I'm just not, you know, I worked a bunch of people. I've got a lot of contacts, granted, but I'm trying to get my CW going better, and I'm getting where I'm reading them. At least I can recognize my call when it comes in CW just about any speed anymore. And that gets better, and then I'm being able to recognize signal reports, so that's coming in too, and, you know, getting better at that, so I don't have to use something to copy it with, but, you know, it's getting better and better. All I got to do is practice some more with my paddles and see if I can send it better, improve my sending speed, and get that going, but, you know. That's all what it is. Anyway, Tom, I just pulled into the driveway, and I got to jump out and check to see if I got any mail. I'll catch up to you later. I'll turn the radio on in the house when I get in. Talk to you in a little while. Israel TR, WU2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I'm proud of you. Yeah, you set CW good on my key, and so you're getting there. And I usually kick it up to 30, which is my limit. I'm not near the operator Bill is, but that's kicking along pretty good pace. I generally run at 28, and last night I worked a guy on Rodriguez Island, I think it was. He's over there the other side of Madagascar, 3 Bravo 8 Hotel Lima. And he come back and he says, "Good evening, Tom," or "Good morning," I forget which. And I didn't think I'd worked him. I keyed it in my N3FJP, but obviously I probably had, because he said, "Nice to hear you again." But anyways, I didn't feel bad. There wasn't very many people working him. And I'm just thrilled to death with these wire antennas worth a hoot compared to my old beam up in Kansas. I didn't have room for wire antennas up there, but I didn't have an amplifier either. But they work plenty good, and I would point my finger at your loop more than I would anything else in the fact that your amplifier won't tune it up more than the amplifier, Rusty, and that's just old common sense, I guess you'd say, because I'm no expert on amplifiers. I'll talk to you later, bud. WU2T and 0TR clear.
All right, I'll call you on the phone when I get inside and sit down. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Talk to you later. N0TR, WU2T, 73.
Zero TR, KO4, ZEW.
SCR, good afternoon.
Tom, this is...
How's your day going, sir?
I was planning to do a bunch of yard work today, and that all got canceled. So, been doing some running some errands and stuff, and listening to the radio. And I heard you ask earlier about the recycling program. The blue bins that you were talking about, you go to, like the large blue county bins, they're going to stay. It's just the city is going to stop doing curbside pickup within city limits. Unlike the ones out in front of your house.
That's what we wanted to hear. Bernice said thank you, and I thank you too, Ben, and I guess I'm going to have to put a star on the wall for you, as I tell guys. But we appreciate that. Yeah, she does that every time we go, about once every week.
That too, because I'm out in county, so I'm kind of used to it. I do a bin for paper, a bin for steel and plastic, and a third bin for aluminum cans. And the aluminum cans go to my daughter's elementary school. They have those big fundraising trailers. So the other two bins go to the county recycling.
Nothing to do, and I know, and I can understand the city curtailing that because of the cost of diesel and that, and the upkeep and the labor and everything else of those vehicles would outweigh the cost of the payback from the recycling. I doubt if they really ever got a payback from it, but it would really nowadays become ineffective.
Because I remember when they phased out glass, and that had to be a transportation issue with fuel and the weight of it. I don't think they had to sort it by color, but they just, it was a lot of weight. But yeah, sending those individual trucks out throughout city limits, that's probably going to be quite a savings. And the cost benefit may not work out in their favor, so it makes sense they did what they did. But at least they're keeping an avenue of recycling open.
Yeah, sometimes there's a pretty good line up here at the one north of Greer where we're at. And it's only 2 miles from it, and boy, we really appreciate it. We're in the county also, and Dave, he goes to the same one before DJW, and it's just the nicest thing. Back in Kansas, we had an intermediate point we could go to from our house, but they charged you $20 for a pickup truck load. And if you had a little two-wheel trailer or something, also, it cost you another $20. If you drove to the dump, it was one day a week was free, but it was probably 15 miles to the dump, and you had to drive out in a muddy field and dump it out there. So, this has really been a blessing. Those folks up there are really courteous and nice and help you out, and it doesn't stink and all of that. In fact, they're building a bunch of houses right squarely in front of it. I couldn't believe that.
I have a couple of bins that down here near Malden at Brookwood Church off 385. They keep 3 bins there because they'll all fill up over the weekend. So they're definitely getting the usage out of it.
It's a good thing to do for the environment. And Bernice is really good about it. Now, we don't have enough aluminum cans to bother with that, but any metal that we might have, we throw it in those other trucks that are sitting there that take the metal. And they did have a truck that took electronic recycling, but Dave said that's disappeared, he thought. Of course, they could have been moving it or hauling it someplace, and it may reappear. We don't know about that.
Out here, if I have stuff like a load of electronics or things like that, or bulk, you know, large items like a dryer or something, we go out to the Ennery landfill. I think it's near where they fly the airplane. And they have an electronics bin, but they've reduced the scope. I think they only take screens now. So if you have any electronic hardware, hard drives or boards or anything like that, I think they just landfill them now. And, but I'm always stripping boards and electronics that go bad here. I pick and part those electronics before I get rid of them. I've made some cool little devices using components out of little cheap Chinese baby toys and stuff I got rid of.
Well, that's commendable. Yeah, I had a speaking spell I was going to try to repair that the kids learned to spell on when they were younger, but there were some of the ICs and that I couldn't find, and I got a lot of 7400 and 7400H shot keys, and then I got some 4000 series CMOS chips and a ton of transistors and stuff, but I just couldn't find what I needed to repair that. But Shelley, our daughter up in Michigan, still keeps that as a keepsake because she did real well at spelling in high school, to say the least. Well, man, I'm getting hoarse, and I got to run out. I think there's going to be one more egg out there, and I got to take my medicine over here. I call sand. polyestamine stearate here right quick and then run out before that rain hits. Heads up on the weather. There's supposedly high winds and hard rains this afternoon about 3. So I'll say 73, and thanks for the call. Pleasure's all mine, sir. This is Enzer LTR, clear.
Appreciate it. You don't go selling those eggs on the street corner or anything. So, well, I will catch you on the lawn. 73, KO4ZEW.
Yeah, Dave said he saw something on social media where somebody had bagged up 3 eggs, and it was $1 a piece in a plastic bag. No. Any extras we give to the daughter and the grandsons and the neighbors. You know, I don't sell them. It's our pleasure to be able to do that, although chicken feed isn't cheap anymore. 73's been in 0TR clear.
KB2HX has mobile listening.